Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a PT listener on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And we actually have two listeners on the phone right now. Peter and Mary Bess Staffel are calling from West Virginia. Where are you in West Virginia at the moment?
We live in Bethany.
Bethany, West Virginia. Mary Bess, great to have you.
Well, thank you so much.
And Peter, thanks for joining us.
Well, we're delighted. Thank you.
And you're doing this as an anniversary celebration. Do I have that right?
Yes, indeed. 35 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So Bruce will play the tune, and then we'll see if either or both of you can name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Mary Bess and Peter, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's give this a try. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Oh, don't stop.
That was wonderful.
That
yeah.
was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So beautiful. Yeah.
So Peter and or Mary Bess, did either of you hear anything that sounded familiar in that, either a tune or a composer's style?
Well, we're pretty sure that it's Cole Porter. I mean, it's the writer of the tune. And
yes.
We think it's So Much Love. Is it
So
called?
In Love.
So In Love.
So In Love. That's
in love.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Now, I have to say, that's unusual. Most folks who call in focus on the composer first. You found the tune instantly. So In Love by Cole Porter. Nicely done.
And perfect Thank for you. An anniversary, isn't it?
Exactly.
Exactly. It had to be.
Well, okay.
Well,
so
I'm going to take a stab. I'm hoping very much, because I love him so dearly, that it might be Chopin.
I think that's a yes.
I think you got it right. So, Mary Bess and Peter, were you conferring quietly while Bruce was playing that?
Well, I hope it was quietly.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
I said Cole Porter. He said Love. I wasn't quite sure which song it was.
I'm glad you played it for quite a while, because it took me a while into it. As soon as I heard her, saw her say Cole Porter, then it flashed on me, because we watched that wonderful film and got Kevin Kline.
Right.
Ah, yes.
And we have an album from that, and I remember that song so well.
See, yeah. But this is the perfect... You've been honing this partnership for 35 years now, so it's like one mind between the two of you. You're thinking together. That was great.
We have indeed. When I met this man who burst into tears at the end of Bohème, I knew I was safe.
So you went to an opera together. That was part of your courtship?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Well, if I hadn't enjoyed opera, we wouldn't be married, I'm sure, because that's always been a focal point of Mary Bess's existence, and still is.
When I was 10 years old, my parents lived in Munich, and I went to the ballet school, which was connected with the Bavarian State Opera House. And I was one of 40 monkeys in the magic flute. And I was paid 85 senega per performance.
So, wow.
You know, that was a pretty exciting thing.
Very
exciting.
I'd be glad
to know the following year I got to be an angel. So I balanced it out a bit.
Wonderful. So you danced in productions when you were young.
Yes. Well,
nice.
Actually, just those two. And then I went to ballet school and proved to be far too big and far too hopeless. But I danced till I was 16, and then opera took over.
So was ballet your introduction to the world of music?
Yes, and I think it's a very good introduction, because not only is all the wonderful ballet music by Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky, but also orchestral music, because composers started setting, you know, Beethoven and whoever they particularly loved. So it was a very good introduction, and my parents took me to a lot of performances, and we lived in Edinburgh for quite a while. My father was the director of Scottish Opera, and Mummy was a language coach.
Mary Bess, you've had an amazing life.
Yes,
wow. And then you met a man who not only was willing to go to the opera with you, but when Mimi dies at the end, he burst into tears.
Oh, don't, Bruce, don't. I'll start crying again.
Yeah. Well, so nice to hear the two of you together and to celebrate your anniversary of this wonderful relationship by absolutely nailing a piano puzzler.
Oh, what a relief. You can't believe what a relief this is.
And let's get back to that, actually. So it's Cole Porter's song, So in Love, in the style of Chopin. And now that we know that, Bruce, maybe can we hear this one more time?
All right.
Must really love Cole Porter, because there was so much care that went into that. It was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I do love Cole Porter, but you know, there was that era with Cole Porter and Gershwin in Berlin when their tunes, and Harold Arlen, their tunes were really not that different from a Schubert tune. I mean, the structures of them, the shapes, the harmonies, they were so sophisticated, so it's fun to use.
So this week's Piano Puzzler, So in Love by Cole Porter, was the tune, rewritten in the style of Frédéric Chopin. And what a treat, Mary Bess and Peter Staffel, to have you celebrate your anniversary on the Piano Puzzler. And PT listeners coast to coast are toasting you and wishing you a happy anniversary right now.
Well, thank you to all of them.
Calling from Bethany, West Virginia. And how do you hear Piano Puzzlers when you're not on the show?
Well, we listen to public radio, the West Virginia system, and our local one is WVNP.
And the two of you have some connection with West Virginia Public Radio, yes?
Yes, I'm on the board, the Friends Board of Public Radio. I'm in my fourth term. And a funny little anecdote to that is that Mary Beth nominated me without me knowing it And at graduation one year, I started being congratulated by my various colleagues, and I didn't know why until finally someone told me why, and then I went home and she blushed and said, well, I thought you always liked this, so why not? And it's been a pleasure. We've been members forever and ever, and so I think as soon as we move back to the States from Britain. So.
Well, thanks for your membership to Public Radio, and thanks for calling in and playing this week on the air. Peter and Mary Beth Staffel, thanks for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you for your wonderful show, and you, Bruce, for this wonderful segment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.